All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioner's Court Workshop for Tuesday, May 18, 2021. It is 10:05 a.m. and we are on the record. And the purpose of the workshop today is to receive information regarding subdivision regulation. This is in connection with request that Commissioner Pierce has gotten with respect to propagating subdivisions. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Commissioner.
Okay, thank you, Judge. I have a developer, lives in Fannette. Anyway, he is wanting to develop a 32-lot subdivision in my area on South Pine Island Road. He wants the lots to be a minimum of 2/3 of an acre and larger. He would like for this to be a private subdivision, meaning it's going to be gated. 8 lots of the 32 lots will be accessible straight from Pine Island Road. The rest will be behind the gate. He'll receive water from Meeker Water, and all the homes will have an aerobic sewer system. Currently, our subdivision policy does address private roads, Section 11, and he meets everything in here except for one requirement that says that the subdivision has to have 2-acre lots or larger. So I've been contacting different organizations to see if they had any issues of this subdivision. I checked with environmental. There were no issues. They have to go by the TCEQ guidelines, which says it could be like a 2/3 of an acre environmental requirement because of the aerobic system there. I talked to the sheriff. She had no issues. She said that gated communities are better because it reduces crime. And I said, what about the gate? And your officers getting in and said, yeah, their dispatchers would have to have a code that would allow the officer to punch in the code to come in. I talked to the emergency service district. They had no issues except that they will require fire hydrants and an 8-inch water line. And the fire truck's got to have a place to turn around. And they'll need a Knox box that they can open in case of a fire. Talked to engineering. They had no issue, but would require either change our guidelines or put this as an exception. They must meet all the standard subdivision requirements. And they checked with other counties. They went to 7 different counties. They looked up, and they all had some issues with the private subdivisions. Most of them are doing just like we're doing. It's going to require Commissioner's Court approval to put in there. None of them had a minimum lot size requirements. Ours was the only one that did that. And that's what they had found. On the suggestion from Commissioner Alford, I called the Texas Association of Counties and talked to them. They had no issue, and they said, in fact, they felt like it would be, besides the TCDQ, we really could not push a 2-acre or a lot size requirement to neither did all these other counties. I think the developer would like to start as soon as possible. And so I'm bringing this forward, see if we can either give him an exception or even consider changing our subdivision policy to allow these private subdivisions. Now, I should make it clear, they will build to our standards. They will be, if they're in the ETJ of Beaumont, and they are, they'll have to build to their standards. We will provide no maintenance, we'll provide no signs, no ditches, no nothing, except for those lots that right on South Pine Island Road will provide the culvert, normal like our normal culvert policy. Other than that, it will be really, truly, it'll be homes being built.
Can I interrupt you?
Sure.
You mean you'll provide the installation of the culverts? The homeowner still has to buy the culvert, correct?
It's our policy. It's our strike chamber policy.
Okay, thank you.
And to me, it's a great way. We'll get this nice subdivision. It'll be probably $250,000 or greater homes in the subdivision.
Price and lumber of $250,000.
It'll be a 10 by 10 home. But we'll get the revenue from it. We will not have to do any maintenance of the roads. And they will be built to our standards because we all know somewhere down the road, some homeowner association may want to give it back to us. If we decide, it'll be our option to take it. If we decide to take it, we'll have to be proven they were built to our standards. They will probably say, if there's any repairs to be done, they'll have to be done, and then we'll watch it for another year to make sure those repairs are good.
So I'd like to hear from the other commissioners.
I don't have a problem with the size, but I also at the same time, I check with TAC and some things that we might need to look at. TAC is strongly recommending that counties do not accept roads into those subdivisions, private subdivisions, because of what pressures it puts on the general fund budget for road bridge. Those things to me are something we need to really look at now, because they're stuck with the real numbers to it. And that is something I think we need to definitely look at, the real numbers, before we take any subdivision roads in, period. Because it puts the court at a real disadvantage, and I know no one wants to see us raising the taxes, and I'm one of those who want to keep them very low and very, very prudent.
I will say, he has no expectations for us to ever take the road over in this one.
Right, and mainly what I'm concerned about is I think myself and Commissioner Bush, we've just taken in some concrete roads. And I can tell you right now, we did inspect them. Michelle's crew went out and inspected them, and they brought them up to code and everything. But if those roads start failing, I promise you, I don't have anyone in my crew. We do minor concrete work for that group. So we're going to either have to outsource that, contract that out to repair those roads. Are those roads going to be concrete?
I don't know that answer. I would suspect if it's in the ETJ Beaumont, they're going to probably force it to concrete.
Right, and that's no problem. I'm just saying we're going to have to take a look at our budgets on repairing roads, that concrete roads that fail. So yeah. I don't have a crew that can do it.
I'm going to be certainly correct on that. Curb and gutter, I think we did something a little bit back, and we have to be careful on what we did, but I think we changed that to chip seal. If my memory serves me, Ben, you would see, I know Michelle, you wasn't here at the time, but didn't we do that?
Well, it's the first.
Don't go to the mic.
The first 2 miles in the ETJ, they have to build to City of Beaumont standards, which would be curved and gutted. But past the 2 miles, it's called the, I can't remember what you call it, but it's up to the developer. But in this case, I think he was wanting to go with concrete roads with open ditches right now.
He's a friend of Kevin's too.
Well, so we're not accepting it, the roads anyway, no. But I'm talking about Pepe Taylor's Landing area and that new development.
Yes, sir.
Those are curb and gutter.
Yes, that's all curb and gutter.
And I did accept them along with Commissioner Weaver did before you came.
Yes.
And that's something that we're going to have to look at for as a budgetary type restraints for us coming.
That Diamond D is concrete roads.
Yeah, so that's something that's going to bite us, not bite us, but I mean, it's going to value the homes even more. But still, we need to look at our budgets.
And I would prefer, if no other county is requiring 2 acres, TAC has a concern about our requiring 2 acres, and 2/3 of an acre is sufficient for TCEQ purposes. My personal preference would be to change the policy and to have an agenda item for that, because if we grant an exception, then we're going to have the issue of people saying, well, why'd you get this exception here and not there? We just need to have a policy that we can enforce, and that our engineering and environmental control and everybody knows what policy to follow. If we have exceptions, we're opening ourselves up to lawsuits for disparate treatment of individuals.
And I think that's our proposal in next week's meeting to come with a policy change.
Okay. Commissioners, any other suggestions, questions? comments? And then I'll leave it to you to work with engineering and Fred to get something on the agenda for the court to consider.
Fred, thanks for your pass and through legal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, anything else?
That's it.
All right, so we have, it is 10:15 a.m. on May 18th, 2021.